is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I got to admit this. Kind of a subpar cup of coffee this morning, which is unusual.
Why?
Was this day two? I thought you...
No. It was this early this morning.
Earlier this morning.
Usually it's great, but I just... It's kind of a little bit of a mocha-flavored coffee. I just wasn't... It's not hitting right.
Did you make it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just use some different beans and you didn't like it?
That's probably what it is.
But, all right.
So that'll be... I'm not as appreciating it as much because I love it. I'm still drinking it, you know, so... Kayla's like, just throw it out. No.
You nurse it for a while, right?
I do, yeah. I'm a nurser.
Does it stay warm in that thing?
Yeah,
or?
It does. Yeah. Just warm, not hot.
See, I can't. Mine has to be hot. I can't get through a half a cup. I got to go get another half a cup that's hot.
Right. I don't know how he... It'll be like... He's like, you know it's a good cup when it lasts till one. I go, that means it's a bad cup.
No.
Like, it's a good cup. I'm drinking it.
I like to make it last. I can't. I'm not a guy. I don't... We've said it. We've talked about it. People who put away liquids like it's going out of style...
Mm.
Beer, especially, like, how in the hell does anybody drink like 13 fucking beers?
Yeah,
how does
anybody? You're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, but where does it even go? Like, I can't fathom
putting that. Yeah, that's a lot. But those light beers
go down like water.
Yeah, they do go down.
Let me ask you, what's the most how many beers? And you're a craft beer guy, so there's not like a light beer. Right. It'd be different. But what's the most you've done in one particular period of time? No, it could have been years ago. Could have been college. Yeah. I'm not saying now.
Maybe 10.
Maybe it was last week, though. I don't know.
10 during a party night or something like that.
10 craft beers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but you're talking over 4 or 5 hours. Probably.
Yeah, and I mean, I've a 12 pack of Sam Adams, and
I know somebody who put away 36.
Yeah, I mean,
like
that
over
might
the
be
course
like
of like a noontime to midnight.
That was like maybe. College day when
it was
Keystone Lights or something.
Light beers.
Yeah.
It was.
Coors Light, whatever. But no, nowadays it's like if I made it to 12, no.
Scotty?
Probably like maybe like 9 or 10.
Really? 9 or 10 beers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could think if you're going over, cruises. It's not like, no, I was going to say that's only 3
but
hours.
But I still wouldn't drink that much. Jimmy?
Double that on a Saturday back when I was a young punk.
Really?
Yeah.
Double, so what? 18 beers?
Easily drink 18 beers over the course of
the beers back then. What were you drinking?
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Bud Heavy.
Just Bush.
Just
Bud Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drink a lot of beer.
Yeah, I don't know where people put it. I just don't. I can't fathom
it. Kelly said, right back in the toilet.
Yep, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess so. But once you break the seal, right?
Then you're going.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Do you ever pull the trigger?
Throw up?
That's what pull the trigger means.
I don't think...
Clear room for more?
Not because of alcohol, I don't think. Just other
stomach
ailments.
Oh, yeah. Coke?
Yeah, I had to...
Meth? What about meth? No, you do meth?
That's meth.
Overeating.
Okay. I had to pull the trigger Thanksgiving.
Did you?
You
said that.
I did. That's I told you I was sick Thanksgiving, but I was only sick because I made myself sick, and I was so sad because I really wanted to... I love vegetables inside, so I had asparagus and Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes, and I had butternut squash... Green beans, peas, carrots, and mashed potatoes, all on my plate. And I wanted to take one bite of every, and broccoli. I had all my favorite veggies. And I ate it, and I was too sick, and I was so ill. And for 45 minutes, I paced around my house going, I'm going to die. My stomach hurts. Went in the bathroom, threw it all up, and I was fine.
My count might be off, but did you just say that you had 8 different vegetables?
Oh, it might have been more. Brussels sprouts, asparagus, butternut squash, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, peas, carrots, broccoli.
That's 8.
Oh, I thought maybe that was it. Oh,
8
green beans? Did I say green bean casserole?
Yeah, no.
No, not green bean casserole. 9.
Yeah, 9. Shit, we had peas, carrots, potatoes. Well,
that's my favorite part of Thanksgiving is all the veggies.
Yeah.
But my body did not like me at all and said, you can't eat that much. And so I had to be sick, and it was horrible. Didn't eat any turkey, pie, didn't eat any desserts.
I've never in my life pulled a trigger, made myself sick. I can't do it. I will avoid chopping arm off. I would avoid vomiting.
I had to do it last time I had my
all set.
The old man thing with they check your butt.
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
At a birthday party.
He said he was a doctor.
You had to go to the doctors. You had to prep yourself.
He was a doctor.
And I just, after a while, I was like, this Jell-O is disgusting. And there's nothing worse than throwing up when really nothing but Jell-O wants to come out.
Yeah. He said he was a doctor. That's all I know.
That's all I know.
Next thing you know, boop, up the butt, up you went, you know.
If you felt as ill as I did, you would. I tried drinking coffee to settle my stomach. I tried everything.
Yeah, I can't. I have a real thing about it.
That happened.
That's just
at, like,
all fiber. There's nothing but that's just all vegetable
but those
fiber.
Are all my favorite. Things.
I know, but you can't put that much in there.
Yeah,
not,
I know. By 3:30, I had to throw up. Mm-hmm. Then I lived the rest of the night having a great time, but I couldn't eat. I didn't eat till Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Crazy.
24 hours after that, I had to eat again. Yep.
Hey, I wanted to ask, and I forgot to say this during the show, and I apologize because I wanted to question you and you too, Jimmy. And
well, that's
Laura.
Why we have. That's why we do this.
Yeah,
this is to finish any details we didn't get to.
Can you see Bill Belichick as a college football coach?
No. But the thing is, he wants his son. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I heard that his son was part of the package.
Well, that's what he wants. That when Belichick leaves, he wants it written in the contract or whatever that his son will be the next coach.
Now, listen. First of all,
which I don't like,
when he if they're dumb enough to write that contract, he'll quit the next day. He did that with the Jets already, right? Remember that? He was the head coach of the Jets for like 3 hours.
Right.
He doesn't want to coach college just because he loves coaching. If you watch him doing these interviews, you know, he's doing the Pat McAfee show. He doesn't want anything to do with this.
Yeah.
Some agent has told him, you got to stay out there. So that
stay relevant
so that you'll get hired in the next cycle.
Yeah.
And if you watch the stupid coaches that are coaching the NFL, he's got to be
Eberflus from Chicago.
Oh
what
my
was
God!
That?
Or even what's his name in Buffalo? That the way he played out the end of that game was so dumb.
Yeah.
He's got to be watching, going, I can't get a gig. Are you kidding me?
If you were, it's Brian, right? Belichick. Brian Belichick.
Well, Steve and this is Brian.
Steve.
Okay. Which one. So if you were them, wouldn't you want to earn it?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't
on
want
your
my
own?
Dad doing that.
Right. You wouldn't want your dad. And I'm not saying they do. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure he has some. Now he's probably, maybe he's a good coach, whatever, but he got the job to begin with because of his dad. You would think he'd want to, from now on,
prove it
as his own coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think Maggie Sechek could find a gig too, but.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
Maggie Sechek?
I don't know who that is.
Pat Sechek?
The Wheel of Fortune guy?
Yeah. You know, you're not a Wheel of Fortune guy, huh?
No.
Who's Maggie?
Maggie's his daughter.
Oh.
And she's doing a Belichickian thing over there.
No. Are you kidding me? Is she related to Pat Sajak?
Pat Sajak's daughter works.
It's not Sajak.
How do
Pat
I say?
Sajak.
Sajak. Okay.
Okay. So I thought you were trying to dick with me.
No. Okay. Pat Sajak.
Okay.
The guy who hosted Wheel of Fortune forever.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, his daughter was the social media interviewee person for the show. And now she's got an even more, not prominent role, but she's on almost every night.
Wheel of Fortune?
On the end of Wheel of Fortune.
They're
setting her up to be when Vanna walks
Nepo
away.
Baby, Scotty. Yep.
That's what that's.
Yep.
That's.
Well, I have a kid that's that.
Nepo baby.
Yeah. Yeah. But
somebody said that to my
I,
daughter. Somebody said she was a Nepo baby. I'm like, Nepo baby would be in my line of work.
Right.
You know, that's a Nepo baby, and she's a freaking nurse and a badass nurse. Kiss my ass, whoever said that.
Yeah.
You know?
Kiss his ass. I don't know. There's no way that Bill Belichick doesn't want those last. How many more wins does he need?
Like 15, 16, something like that.
To be the greatest of all time. And he's going to get that opportunity. If he doesn't, the people who own NFL teams are out of their minds. But he may have to sacrifice. He may have to compromise and say, "Look, I'll just coach.
Right.
You can be the GM, and I won't be who I am."
How? Let me ask this. I'm just throwing this out there, and maybe I'm way off the mark. You guys tell me.
Doesn't stop anybody here.
No, I know. But and this is the one part that Scotty really can't participate in because we're talking about football.
Yeah.
But how much of him not having being offered positions, or maybe he has, and we just don't know about it. How much of that is the fact that players now are pussies? And I mean that when they say, like, they don't like to be told what to do. They don't like strict rules. They didn't like working under Belichick because he was so strict about everything. Sure. They don't want to put up with that. And fine.
It's still football. There's still some hard-ass coaches out there.
But not like him, though, right?
But you ask the people that have won. You ask Gronkowski. You ask Edelman. They'll tell you, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Right.
He knows more than anybody. He does coach in a different way. And there is a trend for coaches now to be more player friendly.
Yeah, right.
That's not him.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at some teams like the Cowboys who they need a coach.
Yeah.
They need discipline.
Yeah.
So there is part of that for sure. I think what's keeping him from getting a job is when he was looking in this last round, mm-hmm. he said, I got to be the absolute GM. I got to be in charge of the entire football program. And the billionaires that own these football teams, you know, they want their voice heard.
Yeah.
And so he's you may not want to deal with him.
Yeah, he's going to have to not be in charge of GM stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, Belichick, I mean, look, one of the toughest teachers I was terrified to ever have turned out to be one of my best teachers, and she was wicked strict.
Yeah.
But she straightened me out, you know, third grade. You know, Mrs. Whittier, she's like, man, she came over. You think she'd kick your ass, you know? And she was great and very, very nice. But, man, when you screwed up, you friggin' got it.
Yeah.
And that was a good lesson. I don't get it. Like,
there are a bunch of football teams that need that right now.
Yeah, right.
But the other part of being a head football coach is you have to be the face of the program. You have to go stand in front of a microphone, and they can't go, I'm the Cincinnati 24-year-old girlfriend.
Maybe he can get away with that part because now it's a thing.
He can, but like that part of Flus. Flus was the perfect corporate guy. You know, he'd be like, oh, blah, 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 the team, and then we'll get them together and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he couldn't call a timeout.
40 seconds.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
I love how Jimmy throws in the Scotty, the 24-year-old girlfriend. Rah, rah, rah. It's got anything to do with anything.
I got 7 rings. I got a boat on Nantucket. I got a 24-year-old girlfriend on Cincinnati.
And he deserves it all. He deserves it all. I didn't like when he did that. I thought that was just a that was a BS attitude to have with the press. Okay. I thought it was, but it minimized
the way he
was in the press conference.
He was an absolute jerk to the press, and I hated it. And some of my friends had to ask those questions for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't have to give them the secrets or the playbook.
Yep.
Just be a civil human being.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
There's part of that's coming back to bite him.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
Because
you know
saying.
If you sign on for him, you're getting that.
Yes, right?
Right. Now, if you're trying to sell these suites and this, you know, whatever, like you look at the Cowboys, there's that team is horrible. That product on the field is horrible.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they still gotta sell tickets. They still got this giant stadium. They're still the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You can't add mumbles to the front of that.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna work.
Well, you could.
Scotty, what are you doing?
You could if they win.
I am.
Tell me exactly what you're doing right now, what you're looking at the internet, and which is fine.
Football.
I am Mass General Hospital because I have an appointment on Monday, and they send you that early check-in, and all of a sudden I look down, I go bing, and I'm like, oh, do that now.
No, I'm not busting your balls.
I was getting confused. I was like, what is he? He was really into it.
Because I'm sitting
not
there
the Dallas
looking,
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Yeah. That's fine. You got to do that. You know, you do the pre-check thing, and then you get there, and you have to like check in all again. I just sent this to you.
Yeah, I was just there. 3 weeks ago, nothing's changed.
Nothing changes.
Hopefully the weight has a few numbers.
Yeah, and then when I leave, don't send me a survey. Figure out if you suck or not on your own.
Every time I log on to my Comcast website, I get a friggin' take a survey. Let me tell you something about surveys. I'm not taking them.
Right.
I'm not taking them. I will take them if I get really good service just so I can say the service was excellent.
And I'm supposed to feel bad if I give you a 9 out of 10 because I didn't give you a 10?
And let me tell you the worst about surveys now that we brought this up.
Go ahead.
If I bring my car in to be fixed anywhere, and the person says, can you give us all 10s?
Yeah. Yeah, you're already down to a 9.
Yeah. Just the absolute nerve of someone to say, in any business, give us all 10s or else I will get in trouble. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No.
And you guys got to figure out that these 10s are fake 10s, too. When you say, we're the best. I was in Aruba last week, and I'm getting these phone calls. Will you take this survey?
Yeah.
You know, and it's costing me like $11 a call or whatever. No, stop calling me.
Yeah.
Stop asking me. Stop just figure out on your own if you're any good or not. You'll be out of business pretty soon if you're not.
I think it's a terrible idea for car places to say something to a customer like, Laura, thanks for bringing your car. Here's a survey. Can you take this and make sure you give us all 10s?
Mm. No, see, that's
that is the most obnoxious thing that you could say. And they're made to say it. The employees aren't – that's not them. It's they're made to say it.
I'm in a flying tube with 160 people, and they go, blah, 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 blah. Also, JetBlue has a new credit card.
Yeah.
So if you want to sign up for that, you're 3 hours late already.
Yeah.
You're going to take over my finances now?
Yeah.
And then before we'd appreciate it if you get a survey that you give us all fives.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate it if we were here on time.
I go to the post office a lot, and we were just talking about it yesterday, how – at the end of it, he circles it and he's like, here's a QR code. If you want to let my boss know how I'm doing, feel free to fill this out.
That's the way to do it.
And then you know what? And he is pointing it out. I like that. So that's the way to do it.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll tell you the way to do it. How about your boss comes down here and stands behind you and watches you for half an hour? That's how we used to do it before everybody had a phone. How about you watch your damn company and see if you guys are any good or not?
Did I tell you that I got scammed again?
No.
No.
I didn't tell you I got scammed again.
No.
Yeah.
Was it not like the buying Facebook? The Oreo cookies?
No. No, don't laugh about the Oreo cookies.
I'm not,
those
man.
Are going to be pretty
I'm
delicious.
Not. Okay. I was listening on the way over going, oh, yeah. Those sound good.
Yeah, they do. All right. So here's what happened, and I'm going to tell you this so that you are aware. Okay, if you have a credit card that is linked to an airline in which you can put up miles, and then when you travel, you don't have to pay, you know, if you use your card. Somebody hacked into our account and stole the miles. So they hacked into the account of the credit card. They didn't charge anything because then you're going to notice.
Right.
Right? But how often do you look at your travel points? You don't.
Never.
You look at and see, you know, every time you check the bill, you check what's on the bill. You're not checking your travel points. So what they did is, this is what happens is, they say that they somehow create a pool and they include you. Or they like sign on to your account
as if you were using them with your children.
And so you don't look.
Yep.
I would never think to look.
Nope.
And all of a sudden one day I'm like, we had more points than that.
Yep.
But it was months and months and months, and they took we had 100,000 points.
Yeah.
And they took more than half of them.
Wow.
And they did it in increments, and then they used the points to travel.
Yep.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have any type of credit card that is linked to a flight thing, keep an eye on that shit. Keep changing your freaking password.
Everything.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Stealing points. And they had the credit card. They could have charged things. But then they get caught.
They'll get
right
caught.
Away.
But what you can flagged. Do, what you can do with those points is you can buy a $25 gift card to Target.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you can.
Probably what they're doing.
Yeah, they
probably
buy the gift cards. Everything's.
And I didn't know you could do that.
But you're never looking, Scotty. You're not. You know, nobody's flagging you. Hey,
no.
Are you using all your travel points
right now? Yeah. Are you buying stuff online?
Just buy
but all
a
of
gift
a sudden,
card?
If you buy $1,000 worth of Apple gift cards, Kelly,
did you buy a butt plug?
Maybe you bought $1,000 worth of butt plugs, and then they'll go, "Hey, did you do this? This is strange." But if somebody takes your flying points, they don't warn you.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's my unfortunate.
Did you get them back? Did you get the points
back? Yes, I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah. Right. And changed everything. Changed everything about the accounts. I'll probably leave the credit card.
That's sad. You have to probably leave the credit card.
Yeah, that's the part is you got to do all the work every 3 months.
We changed. When we got hit like a while back with that Facebook scam, we closed accounts and reopened new accounts with some of the places. We moved everything.
Facebook is becoming too much, man. It's too much. And I have friends that do their whole life on Facebook. My sister will only communicate with me through Facebook.
And they went after my wife because she doesn't do much on there.
Right.
So she wouldn't notice, right? So they locked her out of her account, and they immediately put stuff for sale on her page, which some of our friends, and we did talk about this on the air.
Some of your friends thought you were selling stuff?
Fell for it.
Golf carts.
Panties.
Tractors. They said my aunt is, we have to liquidate her estate, blah, 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 down in Florida.
Yep.
And Valerie recently had a death in her family.
Oh,
so
man,
it was kind of like, and then people started going, I'll buy that. There was a Ram truck. A 2022 Ram truck selling it for $10,000, but you had to put $1,000 down on it in order to get it, to get in on it. And people that we know, friends of ours who know us, put the money down and lost the money.
Thinking they were getting it from Greg?
Thinking they were getting it from my wife.
Yeah.
And Facebook, it took over, how long did it take
Facebook's
for them to
shut it down? Facebook's impossible to communicate with.
How long did it take?
Weeks.
It was a couple of weeks yeah. where I'm like, take this down. This
I was
is not
reporting
my wife.
It every single day.
They
like,
didn't fucking do a thing.
They're impossible
but if
to
you
communicate
said,
with.
But if you said one wrong thing about somebody or use one wrong word, they shut you down. God forbid you play something with a song in the background and they're jamming you up the backside. But when you're telling everybody, my friends are losing money from a scam artist, they take their sweet ass time.
I posted a picture once. It was a magazine rack and I was on the cover of one of the New Hampshire papers.
Yeah, right.
And then right next to it was a magazine of a dog magazine or something.
Yeah.
And somebody, I wrote, hey, look at me. I'm on the cover. And someone wrote, yeah, you're in great real estate. Look, the dog next door got a bigger, the dog in the other magazine got a bigger cover than yours.
Yeah, right, right.
And I wrote, I happen to know that dog is a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bang! Shut me down.
Yeah. Yep,
shut me down for a month.
Yeah. I got one with a guy standing there with an awkward boner. Yeah. I got shut down on Facebook a while ago about that. Yeah, the guy's just, I think he's waiting for ice cream.
Not a regular boner.
He's got an awkward boner and he's just standing there. It was one of my faves.
All right. Well, my wife
opened for Awkward Boner down at the Cape Cod Melody.
I saw them years ago name. In Salisbury.
Yeah. Awkward Boner is a great band name.
They got a new guitarist though; they're not the same.
Well, anyway, enjoy the rest of the day there, everybody. Thanks for spending some extra time with us here in the green room. Looking good, Kelly.
Thank you, buddy.
Happy
boy,
nice job today.
Lager day.
Beer, I'll people, have a lager.
National Lager Day.
Have a lager or a pilsner. That is what I will partake in. Scotty, have a great day.
You too, my friend.
Jimmy, good to see you. Have
great
a great day.
Great to be
day.
Back.
And we will see you all tomorrow morning at 5:30.